Jerry Seinfeld jokes that because more people list the fear of public speaking higher than the fear of death, they would probably prefer to be in the casket rather than giving the eulogy. Well, Kathy Horton is known for her seemingly effortless public speaking ability. But is that something people are born with, or can that craft be learned and polished like any other? Let's ask Kathy. Get ready for entrepreneur Dan Hansen with the Great Lakes Geek Show. Dear Kathy, I saw you at the ClevelandWomen.com High School Girls event at John Carroll. I would never be able to get up in front of a group and speak like you did, and you didn't even use notes. Is this something that will change with me? Can I change it? Or am I always going to be in the background watching other people?
You know, I think speaking and being comfortable speaking comes from years of being on your feet, and you got to start now. And, you know, every opportunity you have to be in a situation where you're forced to communicate and communicate in a way that's off the cuff and on your feet is really great practice. Even if, you know, if you don't have opportunities available to you now, but you create them, so you ask an English teacher or you ask someone, a group of friends who share a common interest, look, I want to speak to you about something I'm passionate about, and I want to just try to talk with you about something in an area of interest. I know that when my children are given assignments and speaking assignments for school, I make sure that they really are taught how to speak. And what do I mean by that? My son recently was in a speaking contest at his school, and he was absolutely petrified. He said for the practice, he got on the stage and couldn't even open his mouth. And so I put him in the bathroom in front of the mirror, and I made him speak his speech one page at a time, seven times each page before he moved on, till he knew the speech inside and out and could look in the mirror at himself and speak from his heart. Now, that's the sort of practice that needs to happen. And then what happens, too, is you become so comfortable with the topic that you're actually better without the notes. And that is when you grow into your areas of interest where you just know how you feel and what you think. The reason why I can stand on my feet and talk about 10 rules of leadership is because I've lived them and I'm passionate about it. I've spoken about it many times in front of many audiences, and it's part of my karma and my DNA. I think as you get more experience, this is what happens naturally, but you have to set up good habits in the meantime. So when you do have speaking opportunities, make sure that those notes are known inside and out, you're comfortable on your feet, you're not reliant on the podium, all those good things. And if you put in the time now to be that kind of public speaker, as you get older, you will easily develop into the kind of speaker that walks out on the stage without notes and is completely comfortable.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.